Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, I have so much going on over here right now. Buckle in. This hour is going to fly by. If yesterday's Monster Cast was any indication, and it always is, these are the fastest individual hours in radio, no question about it. But a lot of gun stuff out there for us to talk about today, and we're going to do it all from the GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone. Am I getting that right? I felt like I was messing that up, but I didn't. All of it brought to you by X Insurance, a far superior product, AM Best, A-rated. I've been saying this, I've been adamant about this, and I mean it. Grow up, get away from the gimmicky stuff. You know, stop getting all the emails, all right? Don't worry about all the training badges and stuff. You can do all that on your own. Go get some real insurance written by a company that will cover you. My coverage is five times what those third-party plans offer, and it's coverage that's mine. It belongs to me, written to me by an actual insurance company with my own policy and my own name. Please, in these perilous times, business owners, homeowners, X has you covered, xinsurance.com. They present all of this to you. Please take advantage of what they're offering and find out why they're taking the firearms community, law enforcement, armed security guards, manufacturers, businesses, and the industry by storm. There's a reason for it, because they're the best at what they do. And they're partners with us, and that's just huge. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, how are you, brother? You ready to get this party started, dude? I mean, we got a lot to cover.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Good to be with you, Mark, as always, and a happy brand new week, the second week of 2021. And I think already 2021 has pretty much said, hey, 2020, watch this.
You are absolutely correct about that. That was foreshadowing. We saw that coming. Anybody that thought 2021 was going to, you're going to be able to look back and go, bye. Well, bye. No, you ain't paying attention. Here's something really scary. When you consider what big tech is doing, they must absolutely feel confident that they can't be overtaken. Think about this. For them to do what they're doing, this is bold monopoly. This is bold antitrust. This is racketeering. This is collusion. And they don't care. Why? They're absolutely feeling confident they can get away with this. That should frighten every single American of any political stripe. And here's the worst part, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. The Democrats are applauding it. Liberals are applauding it. Their hatred for you is becoming more apparent. We've been telling you that for years. They hate you. Now it's apparent. Shut you up. Yeah, well, here's the deal. 100+ million Americans are not going to be shut up, particularly by the likes of you. Andy, take it away. Give me your thoughts on what big tech's doing.
Well, right now, as you mentioned, they feel emboldened. Look what happened. We have a Joe Biden inauguration coming up in a week from now. We have a Democrat-run House of Representatives. We have now essentially a Democrat Senate, because really it's going to be a 50-50 break. Then we have Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney that's going to vote with Democrats the majority of the time, with a tiebreaker, if necessary, with Kamala Harris as the Senate president. So we have the Democrats running both chambers of Congress and a Democrat president to do anything they want to do. And we can talk about that agenda a little bit later. But the whole push that Donald Trump and some Republicans were trying to do when it came to trying to repeal Section 230 to try and hold some of the social media accountable, that ain't happening any longer, which means now the Democrats look at Donald Trump, and as you've been saying, as I've been saying, they want to completely erase the entire 4 years out of this country as if it never happened in existence of this American nation. They don't want it to be even thought of. They don't want it to be written in the history books. They want it to be completely gone. and blackwashed. That includes, by the way, any elected official that supports Donald Trump. That includes, by the way, any supporter of Donald Trump and the general public. So now, guess what? They are emboldened to not only advance their agenda, but rub the salt in the wound and to punish anybody right. with no one to hold them accountable. And social media feels the exact same way. That's why you have Congress right now trying to go after any elected official and trying to actually expel them from Congress for trying to support the idea that there is potential voter fraud and trying to challenge the vote. They want to expel them. We have the Kansas Democrat Party call out all four of our delegation here in Kansas, saying that they need to be expelled and investigated for inciting violence at what happened last week. We have
Andy, stop for just a second. Stop for just a second. What you're talking about is a purge of dissenting political viewpoints by the party that happens to be in charge at any given time. In this particular case, the Dems feel emboldened because they are the party coming in power and are now doing everything. This is Chinese communism. This is Cuba.
Yeah.
This is Soviet Russia.
The exact same thing. Exactly.
Of course. This is Venezuela. This is Iran.
Yep. Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was getting all wound up.
No, we got to bring Angry Mark out here for a Monday. This is exactly what the social media wants to do as well, because, again, no one's going to come after them. Here's the beauty of the free market. When you don't like the way the products run, or you don't like the quality of the product, you don't like the customer service of the product, you don't like the product itself, you can go and you can start a new product that's going to do the same thing, that's going to fill the void in the consumer in the private sector. Guess what? That's what we did with Mayway. That's what we did with Parler. That's what we've done with so many other social media networks now, saying, hey, you don't have to be on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that are controlling everything. You don't have to be on Google that's going to control everything. We're going to do it in a third-party option. Now what's happening is now you have Android and you have Google and you have Apple and you have Amazon all saying, oh, either Parler, you get your stuff together and censor like everybody else is doing, or we're going to cut you off and not have anybody the ability to download your app and actually use your product. I thought this was the whole like free market option, like we don't want to use the product, so we're going to go over here. We did what they told us to do, go find our own source. We did that, and now they're trying to block that and cut it off as well. This is not just a censorship. This is a punishment. This is the rubbing the salt in the wound by the left side of the aisle, because they control everything now, and they are not fearful because no one's going to hold them responsible. No one's going to hold them accountable. So now they feel they have the free reign to do whatever the heck they want to do.
Which means, and this should scare every single American of any political stripe, it doesn't matter, that the monopolies of big tech now feel so emboldened that they flat out own you. They own you. They can do anything they want. There are going to be no consequences. And if that's the case, they're acting as if they believe that there will never be a Republican Party in power again. Huh. I wonder why they feel that way. What do they know that we don't know? You already know the answer to that. Now, some very funky things have been going on my end. Let me just say this right now. I'm seeing some of the comments online. If you're watching us, we are using a multi-stream platform. It puts us on Facebook and YouTube. Both of them not friendly to our platform. And I couldn't care less. We'll utilize them to talk about them until they kick us off. I have been unable on any browser today to get into Armed American Radio Facebook. I get a blank white page. And I've tested it on multiple computers, and I've tested it on multiple browsers. I don't know why that is, but my business page is not popping up. I couldn't put this live up there. I'm using a multi-platform to do so that feeds over to them. And I'm seeing some comments. Is anybody else seeing this? How come I'm not getting anything? Or why is the volume low? I don't have the answers to your question. I can see that there are people on Facebook watching the program. I can see that there are people on YouTube. I can't get into Facebook to see it. I have no idea what it means. I just love being able to use their platforms to talk about them. Unfortunately, they throttle us, and they never let anybody on my stream, nearly 100,000 strong, see that we're here. They've been doing it for years. They canceled my ad account, which after three times, they cut me off because I say guns and I said Trump, period, and I got cut off. They don't want my money. So we'll use their platforms until they kick us off, and we really couldn't care less. I grew this program by leaps and bounds long before this crap was out there. We can certainly do it again. I'm not too worried about it. I think once most Americans get their collective heads out of their patooties and see that it's social media and 24-hour news that's biased, that's doing all the damage to the country, my suggestion to these companies is enjoy it while you got it, pals. Enjoy it while you got it. I don't know that they're going to be around much longer in the near future. Remember, technology is always changing. The iPhone was just found. We just found the iPhone, what, seven in 2007? Steve Jobs created it. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to go down in history as evil. This stuff is all evil. And you're watching the evils of it right now. When we come back, a gutsy, cojona-filled press release from Alan Gottlieb over at the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm going to read it for you. Then I'm going to read you a tweet. Giffords, the 10th anniversary of her shooting. That's my fault. That's your fault now. And with an emboldened Biden administration coming in, they don't plan on hanging around long before they start coming after your freedoms. They're telling us about it today. I'll tell you about it. And a Western Journal commentary piece by C. Douglas Golden about Biden stacking in his administration with anti-gunners. Back right after this with Andy Hoosier. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Damn right it is. GunBroker.com. You got to love that. And this is the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here today on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the weekday show, on air 6 days a week now, crushing it across the country. Big tech is not going to be able to silence this microphone. Let them try. Not going to happen. All of this being presented to you today by X Insurance, a real company. And in this day and age, it is time to get real. And I mean real. So more about that in a little bit. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back. You know, I bought a new shotgun today, Andy.
Outstanding. You're going to do some hunting, right?
No, not with this. No, I picked up a, you know, listen, I'm, you know, I heed my own advice. Let me remind you what I'm talking about. I think you've heard me say many times, if you find something you're looking for, or if you're looking for something and you can find anything even close to it today, buy it. Grab it. It isn't going to be there tomorrow, and the price isn't going to go down. Now, I actually say I had my Remington 870, one of the most classic tactical shotguns, my Remington 870 Tactical. I did a friend a solid, and I needed a new shotgun. So I picked up today just because it was there. All right. I had the opportunity and I took it. It was $389. A BH, it's a Best Arms BA312 20 inch, 4+112 gauge, semi auto. And it's nice. It was a really nice little shotgun. And I picked it up for under $400 with tax out the door. Now, what's interesting, Andy, is I'm finding in today's day and age, it's easier to buy guns around the ammo stash you might have. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, you got to compensate. So if you have a certain caliber, you kind of need to find a firearm to use it with.
Well, you know, for example, yeah. I mean, one of my favorite carry guns for years was a Glock 23. Love it. Of course, that's the 40 platform of the venerable, you know, Glock 19. And for the longest time, I was carrying that 23. I loved it. I got away from the 40. I went back to the 9. My favorite all time is the 17. And then I've got a Carr CM9 that I've been carrying for years and years and years. But I was always working around that 9mm platform. And I love it. But in this particular case, I found in my storage shed boxes. I mean, I probably got 1,000 rounds of Corban 40 caliber ammo left. I thought, I have to buy a new 40 caliber gun now because I have the ammo. And here I'm sitting on tons and tons and tons of tactical 12 gauge loads. I was looking at that Henry. Oh, my God. And I got to tell you, the Henry Lever 410, so beautiful, was up there for about $750. I don't have any 410 shot shell. And I'm sitting there thinking, I asked my dealer, do you have any 410? No, I got some at home for you I can give you. I'm buying guns around the ammo I got now, which is fine. Don't get me wrong. But I'm telling you, take the advice. Whatever you find out there, buy it. Okay, if you find the ammo you're looking for and you can get your hands on it, I know it's a little expensive now. It ain't getting cheaper tomorrow. Buy it. Do what you have to do. I just think that's good, solid advice, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason.
That seems like a reasonable thing, my friend.
All right, here we go. Did you know, Andy, first off, you listened to the Monster Cash yesterday.
Yeah, I got to listen to a little bit of that.
My opening remarks, what were your thoughts?
I think you're spot on. I mean, I think it sets the tone for what we're coming up against.
Did I, you know, I had a couple people email me to say that I could have gone farther. And, I'm, you know, there's no reason to go farther. I guess what I'm talking, I'm not going to get into it now. We don't have enough time in this segment. Let's just say go back and listen to Hour One's opening remarks, my opening monologue before Alan Gottlieb jumped on the program. He loved what we had to say here relative to where we are, what's happening to us, and the fact that this is real. It's not a bad dream. It's not a nightmare. It is, but it's not something you're going to wake up from because it is real and it is happening. This is happening in our lifetimes. Because of that, let me read you a news release from the Second Amendment Foundation that was just sackful from the Second Amendment Foundation. And Alan texted me earlier today. He says, I just sent you a copy of the release that will be going out. I think you're going to like it. And here it is. Joe Biden's Twitter message to former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords may read like a threat against one gun rights organization, but it is really an attack on every gun owner in the nation, the Second Amendment Foundation said today. Biden pledged to work with Giffords on her extremist gun control agenda and promised to, quote unquote, defeat the NRA in the process. But SAF founder and executive VP Alan M. Gottlieb said that's just cover for a bigger goal. Quoting Alan, Joe Biden has labored relentlessly for decades to reduce the Second Amendment to rubble, Gottlieb stated. He may attack one gun group by name, NRA, but his goal is to crush the rights of every gun owner in our country. Continuing with Alan, by attacking the Second Amendment rights of 100 million Americans, Biden is not bringing us together, but dividing us further. If people take to the streets in protest, if violence occurs, it will be his fault, and he should be impeached for violating our constitutional rights and inciting violence. Maybe it's time to ban him from Twitter and Facebook. Now, the release goes on, but suffice to say, Andy, those are very strong words from Alan Gottlieb. Your thoughts?
Those are very strong words. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen, number one, because we have a Democrat-run House and Senate. Number two, remember, he's the one coming out now saying that he wants unity, that he may be a Democrat, but he's the president for all Americans because he's trying to do this whole unity thing just after he called all of us deplorables and the worst people on the face of the earth and, you know, Donald Trump. And now he's calling everybody that protested out in Washington, D.C. is a bunch of thugs, by the way, because he had to say that multiple times during the last couple of speeches that he's given. So while he's trying to be the great uniter, remember, we're the radical ones with the guns. We're the radical ones clinging to our guns and Bibles right now. And if we continue to do that and just don't get along with him, then we are the problem. It's not him. He's the great uniter, just like Barack Obama. So Gottlieb's right, absolutely right, that we need to try and advocate for to remove him because of what he's doing. But it's not going to happen anytime soon because they see themselves as the right fighters and we're just the terrible ones trying to rock the boat, and they don't like that.
You remember when Sean Penn would go down to Venezuela and coddle up and suck up to Hugo Chavez? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Sean Penn's a communist. I wouldn't watch a Sean Penn movie. If I see him on there, I flip off of it. No, I make an exception to Fast Times at Ridgemont High because I've seen it so many times it doesn't matter anymore. But I won't watch anything he's done. Couldn't tell you any movie he's been in since then. Seriously, couldn't care less. But at the time he was doing that, the vast majority of Americans were calling him a communist sympathizer and a socialist and were ragging on him for doing so. Today, that's the Democrat Party. Now, I have absolutely zero intention, none whatsoever, to unite with socialists, particularly socialists within my own borders. Andy, take it to the break with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're not going to be the sympathizers. We're not the ones that just cower and just go along with whatever. And, you know, as unfortunate as what everything that happened last week in Washington, D.C. was, if they continue to call us out, to call us the fascists, to call us the Nazis, to call us the radicals with the guns, then you know what? It's not going to stop because that's not a very uniting message. And the concerns that we had in the first place haven't gone away and they haven't even tried to address them.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Great stuff. I will be right back with you and listeners and viewers. I'll be right back with you right after these messages. Don't go away. Support our sponsors, please.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The GunBroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. All this being brought to you today by X Insurance. We'll have more about that after the next break. I am going to play for you in the next segment Maxine Waters, Pelosi, CNN, Andrew Cuomo, Don Lemon, and the rest of these lying, dirty, scumbag socialists who are now trying to cancel 100 million Americans. And we're going to play their own words for you, and you're going to see their own hypocrisy. Incredible stuff. Absolutely incredible stuff. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back. Did we drop Andy Hoosier? We think Andy dropped. Well, Andy should call back. Andy would normally call back. Let me know when he calls back. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is read for you some tweets, and I'm going to read for you a part of a Western Journal article that is pretty brutal and pretty much lays bare everything we've been telling you. First off, if you go back to, and let me go back to that press release from Gottlieb, because that was powerful stuff. Joe Biden has labored relentlessly for decades to reduce the 2A to rubble. This is Alan Gottlieb. He may attack one group by name, but his goal is to crush the rights of every gun owner in our country. By attacking the Second Amendment rights of 100 million Americans, and that number is far higher, by the way, probably closer to 140, 150, but safe at 100. We can live with that. Gottlieb said that. Biden is not bringing us together. I said that, but you know, let me go back to the beginning. By attacking the Second Amendment rights of 100 million Americans, Gottlieb continued. Biden is not bringing us together, but dividing us further. If people take to the streets in protest, if violence occurs, it will be his fault, and he should be impeached for violating our constitutional rights and inciting violence. There are people out there that say that those words are inciting violence. Those are the same people. Let's play a little bit of psychology, and I think we have Andy back. We'll go back to Andy. You listen to this, and we'll get your commentary. But there are people who would say that Alan's words are incendiary and threatening. Let me explain something to you. If I say to you, come and take it, that's a response to your threat to come and take my stuff. You're threatening to take my things, think Beto O'Rourke. Hell yes, we're going to take your guns. My response, hell no, you're not. Come and take them. That's a response to a threat to confiscate my lawfully owned, constitutionally protected items. The threat is not my responding to you. The threat is you instigating your desire to take what I have. That's the threat. Now, you're not going to get the media to admit that. You're not going to get anybody on the left to admit that because they control everything. They drive the narrative. So we have to have voices like this that counter voices like theirs. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back in. We dropped you, but we knew you would call back. Here's what the tweet from Joe Biden to Gabby Giffords that she retweeted said on the 8th of January. At Gabby Giffords, Biden said, well, first of all, we know Biden isn't doing this because he doesn't know how to pronounce perseverance and immeasurable in the same sentence. It's not him doing this. Your perseverance and immeasurable courage continue to inspire me and millions of others. I pledge, this is the man that's going to be president in just a couple weeks. I pledge to continue to work with you and with survivors, families, and advocates across the country to defeat the NRA and end our epidemic of gun violence. To which she replied, thank you, at Joe Biden. You were there for me in my darkest days, and I know you've been there for countless other survivors of gun violence. I look forward to all we will accomplish together. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. What is it they want to accomplish, Andy?
Oh, man. Well, it's just a dangerous precedent. I mean, we talked about earlier in the last half hour the fact that they really have free reign to do everything that they want to because there's no one holding them back any longer. With that type of excitement, that type of giddiness, you know that this is going to be their number one priority outside of the censorship. Look, if they can censor you on Twitter and they can censor you on Facebook, which is just the small peon stuff, and they are just giddy about that, imagine what they're going to do with your Second Amendment, with your firearm. They're going to go after you. And there's nothing that the federal government's going to do to stop it, which means we need to focus on other outlets, which we need to, you know, we'll talk about. But I mean, this is absolute pure joy and excitement and giddiness from the children that have now had free reign in the candy store with no parents around after a couple of years of them sitting there and throwing their temper tantrums whenever they don't get everything that they want. So it's a dangerous precedent that they're setting, and we should be prepared for something like that because it's going to come here sooner than we'd like to acknowledge.
So let's point this out, and I want to get your opinion, Andy. You have not just the Democrats, but you also have a contingent of Lincoln projectors, never Trumpers, so blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump that they can't see straight. They don't understand that it's not about the man, it's about the agenda. It's not about the man, it's about the agenda. It's about the conservative agenda. It's about the conservative way we've been raising our children. It's about our lifestyle. And we don't want socialism taking it over in our country. And we're willing to fight it if we have to. Whatever that means. Whether it's ballot box, whether it's they push us, whatever it is, we're going to have to stop it. I've told you before, these people will not stop unless they're stopped. We have to stop them. And hopefully that's peacefully. But Andy, as you know, this is an ideology that if we don't squash it now, we have a serious problem going down the road. Now, in the essence of time, let me take you over to the Wall Street. It's the Western Journal. I see the WJ. It's the Western Journal. Let me get some commentary here on this after I read this to Andy. The piece, and I want you to read it. As Biden stacks his administration with even more gun grabbers, it looks like a full assault on the Second Amendment is brewing. No way. Now, let me take this to I was going with the Never Trumpers and the Lincoln Projectors and all these people who just are so blinded by their hatred to Donald Trump. You helped give us this. Too stupid to understand that you would rather have had Trump in the White House. Or, Andy, their hatred of Donald Trump is so powerful that they would rather put up with Biden, the attacks on our rights and our freedoms. And now that their little saving grace of saving the Senate failed, as far as I'm concerned, they're as responsible as the Democrats, the socialists. Please help me put this in perspective. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're absolutely right. This is a concern. This is the frustration that we've had throughout the entire Trump administration, as there's been that sect of conservatives that are what I like to call the purists. I mean, I'm as conservative as they get. You're as conservative as they get. But there's a purist group out there to where if they don't get everything that they want, then they would rather run off the cliff holding the flag high and say that we actually took five steps backwards as opposed to a half a step forwards. And they just don't see that mindset. And Trump, unfortunately, was a populist, not necessarily a staunch conservative, not necessarily a constitutionalist. Right. He was a populist that leaned towards the conservative mindset. And the smart ones got on board with that populist movement and said, you know what, let's craft as much conservative legislation as we could with a populist that we could. The other one said, oh, no, that's the worst thing in the world. We can't have that. We'd rather have Democrats taking our guns than a Republican, quote unquote, populist taking our guns, when obviously that didn't happen. So you're right. They use the same arguments. They use the same talking points as the mainstream media and the left wing progressives to try and stop Trump at all costs. And now look at where we're at. We weren't united like Democrats do so well. We didn't unite under the policy. We didn't unite under Trump as our leader of the Republican Party at the time. And now we're still divided. And it's not going to bode us well going into the next couple of years when we have Democrats running everything. And now there's no way to stop it, because even the sect that does have a little bit of a voice in Congress right now with Republicans are still divided, because now we want to go after our own because of the Trump supporters and the non-Trump supporters. It's ridiculous. And they're doing just as much, if not more, harm than the average Democrat, progressive, liberal.
When we come back from this break, well said, well said. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, just spoke in biblical terms. Good heavens. I'm going to have to go back and take every word of that and steal it from him. Claim it for my own. I'll be back with Andy Hoosier right after this. Great stuff, man. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. This here is a 5-pound bag of Defender Coffee, okay? I kid you not. There it is. That's Defender Liberty Roast, right? I mean, the thing's huge. Look at that. That's the deal right there. See? You can hear it. Ooh, I can smell it here, too. DefenderCoffee.com. And guess what? Every cup of coffee you drink, and I'm drinking it right here in the studio in my Defender mug, supports the right to keep and bear arms. I've been saying this for the last few days. I'm going to continue to beat this drum. As the left continues its cancel culture march, we have to protect each other. And the people who support this program need our assistance, okay? We need their assistance. They need our assistance. This is how it works. This is a brotherhood. We scratch each other's backs. This is the gunbroker.com studios. So what does that mean to you? It means go visit Gunbroker. Here's the deal. It doesn't cost you a penny. Well, how do you support Armed American Radio? All you have to do is sign up at Gunbroker. It doesn't cost a penny. Gunbroker.com. Check out the auctions. That's it. Now, you might buy something, but that's not Gunbroker, that's you, okay? You decide to buy something over there. But that's up to you. Gunbroker will never cost you a dollar, ever. Not a penny, not one penny, ever. All you have to do is sign up to gunbroker.com. That supports Armed American Radio. Defender Coffee, drink coffee? Give your profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. It's a stupid no-brainer. And it's better coffee than you're going to get at your grocery store. My wife's been a coffee drinker since I've known her. We've been married over 20 years. I never was a coffee drinker until later on in life. But she swears by this stuff. It's all she drinks now. And she's been drinking coffee her whole life. And it supports the Second Amendment. It's a no-brainer. MyPillow, if you're going to sleep at night, for God's sake, sleep on one of Mike's pillows. It supports the Second Amendment. Use the promo code AAR. It's really not difficult. Car Arms, North American Arms. Visit these people. Check out their firearms. You have an opportunity, buy one of their guns. Support the Second Amendment Foundation. It is a no-brainer. And here's a good one for you. Ledslinger's Whiskey. Seriously? I mean, if you want to have some fun, ledslingerswhiskey.com. Enter your zip code. Find out one of their distributors near you. They're growing like a weed in large measure because of this program. They've got the Second Amendment on their bottle. Even if you don't drink and you have a home bar, stick it on the bar. It's pretty cool stuff. Combat Vets formed the company. And guess what? They support Armed American Radio. So we have to support them. This is a very dangerous time in America. And when we have companies that work together like this, it's something that we absolutely have to stick together with. Please tell your friends, tell your neighbors, even buy the products for people who might be anti-gun. You know, you got that cousin that can't stand guns, buy him a MyPillow for Christmas. That way, you know, every time they slumber at night, they're supporting the right to bear arms. Kind of sneaky, huh? Yeah. Some would say creepy. No, Joe Biden sniffing your daughter's hair is creepy. Okay. And Front Sight. Let me tell you something about Front Sight. Dr. Ignatius Piatz is putting it on the line. And I believe we're going to be doing something with them in the second quarter. Also, again, in April, I'm going to try to put this together if I can. AZCDL, Citizens Defense League, of which I'm a life member, is having a training deal out at FrontSight. And I'm going to see if we can't coordinate something to put together there. In the meantime, visit FrontSight.com/Mark. That's all you got to do. Doesn't cost you a penny. Dr. Piazza will give you the slip for the course. That's it. $2,000 course. Use it. Don't. You have it. You can gift it. You can sell it. Do whatever you want with it. And that supports Armed American Radio, and it didn't cost you a penny. We ask you to do that. Just support us by that way. Just go visit these places. It means so much to us, and it means so much to them. And also, Dr. Piazza's TrumpsArmy.us. That ain't going away anytime soon. TrumpsArmy.us, and see what Dr. Piazza and that entire cabal of freedom fighters over there is up to. All it costs you is an email address to see what Piazza and the rest of them are doing. Please, please, please support our sponsors. It's so important in today's day and age. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You know, these are perilous times, Andy. And honestly, yeah, man, if you've got a choice of where you can spend a buck, you've got to make your voice heard now, and you got to speak with their money. When I found out Twitter, that idiot Jack Dorsey or whatever, that dirty, grungy, hippie, man bun, skinny jean wearing, whatever the heck he is, goofball over there, when I found out that stock was down 12.5%, I got to tell you, I was giddy. I really was. Except in a case of a guy like that, he's worth $9 billion instead of $11 billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that he's been able to get all that money. I mean, kudos to him for creating a product, but I don't think he really cares. I mean, the fact that he blocks so many people off of social media. I mean, if you retweeted a Trump tweet, you got blocked on Twitter. That's how bad it got. So many people got off there. So, of course, the shares are going to go down when you cut your base. But he's just to the point where, unfortunately, he just doesn't care. And like we talked about earlier, we create third options in our own party. Fine, you know what? We're going to stop complaining about you. We're going to go do our own thing. And great, you know, for free market capitalism, creating our own void. And now they won't let us do that. Well, at the same time, they want us to do that. So it just shows the hypocritical side of the left. And they're at the point where they just don't care because they're in that position of power and they don't think it's ever going to go away.
Well, do you know why? They have what's called blank you money. Okay. And when you have blank you money, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't make any difference. The only thing they're concerned about at that point is staying out of jail. And they know they don't have to worry about that when they've got a Biden-Harris administration coming in. I had wanted to queue up for you the audio for the – we'll do it tomorrow. I have it, but I just was unable to get to it during the break, and I don't want to do it while we're live and wind up with some stupid video on YouTube prior to or a 15-second ad before it comes up or something like that. So we'll make sure that we get that for you tomorrow because we're going to continue to drive this home. This is not something we're not going to play ever again. In fact, I could incorporate it into the intro of the program and may very well do that. It is so important. But Andy, let's go back to – I want to go back to Biden, to this piece to close out the day today. As Biden stacks his administration with even more gun grabbers, it looks like a full assault on the 2A is brewing. Here's the two people that we're talking about. Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo, you probably have never heard of her. She's out of Rhode Island. She's been picked by Biden to run to be Commerce Secretary. And Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, this guy's in Bloomberg's hip pocket, has been for years. He was chosen as the nominee to head up the Department of Labor. So here's what they say about Raimondo. She is seen as a relatively traditional choice for Commerce Secretary, a post that oversees relations with the business community, but also technology regulation, weather monitoring, and the gathering of economic data, among other duties. Here's the problem. That's not really what we care about. What we care about is the fact that Raimondo made a plea and pushed in 2019 in February to, quote, ban assault weapons. This is in Rhode Island as governor, ban high cap magazines and ban all guns at school, except, of course, for law enforcement. Raimondo made a similar plea a year later when the bills didn't pass. And 1 year ago tomorrow, we're here right now. She says now she's happy to be working with the administration that can help her do nationally what she couldn't do. You know what Marty said about his bills? He says, we got the best bills in the world up here. The rest of the nation needs to do what we did in Massachusetts. I don't want to live in Massachusetts or I'd live in your crappy state. Sorry, Massachusetts residents. It's your governor. It's not you. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. I'm sorry, but after that incredible response you gave in the previous segment, I had to shut you up. You're too good, brother.
The millennial general always reporting for duty, my friend.
Anytime, you absolutely did. Yeah. You brought it. It was awesome. In fact, it was so good. In one of the restring and some of the comments in here, somebody said, man, now we get to go listen to Andy Hoosier. And somebody else says, you know, I love it. The only problem is it's when I'm cooking dinner. And somebody said, eat later. That's what I'm talking about. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. I love you to death. KQAM, Wichita listeners, we love you too. Andy, thank you for being here, and thanks for everything you do. We'll talk
always
to you later part of the
friend.
Week, okay? Always a pleasure to have you here. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Yesterday's was a good one. Go back and get it. And until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever get caught outside his cave without his club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
For Freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.